And now Flora Lichtman is here with our Science Friday video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hey, Ira.
What do you got for us this week?
This week, we dig into the world's largest collection of ocean mud.
Mud. We're getting dirty.
Yes, we're getting dirty. So Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory, which is just north of New York City, has in its basement 18,000 samples of mud from around the world, mostly from oceans.
Core drillings. They drill down into the mud.
They drill down like 40 feet or so, and they pull up these long tubes of gook, basically, and then they store them, and they've been doing it for 60 years or so.
So they have thousands of drillings of cores.
Thousands of cores. So they show off. We go around and see the collection, and then Peter Domenical, which is a marine geologist at Lamont, explains, you know, what right. these cores are good for.
If you want to see the core collection and Flora's video of it, go to sciencefriday.com and look at the video pick of the week there. Are there more prized parts of the collection than others, so special parts? Like any collector, right, has their favorite?
Yes, apparently there is. And this is actually, you know, this didn't even make the cut of the video, so this is really...
Just in.
Vima, this crew is called Vima in the 60s. Has been sampled to death, apparently. I mean, there's only, you know, a few little crumbs left from this core because everyone wants it, I think because the climate data is so good. And that's really the value of these cores. Mm-hmm. They give you a record of climate, so rainfall, temperature, CO2, that can stretch back, you know, in sediments hundreds of millions of years.
So you just can't walk into the library here and say, I want to look at the core. You have to have a good reason to go in and look at the core.
Yeah, I think so. The curator, Rusty Lottie Bond, probably would require a reason.
And do they keep adding more to their collection all the time?
Yes. They're collecting new cores all the time. And one of the researchers, Dr. Domenical, has collected a bunch off of the coast of Africa. And he's looking to see how African climate has changed because, and we've covered this before on the show.
Yeah.
You know, the Sahara wasn't always a desert.
Right. And can you look at the core? I watched the video and you can actually see the progression on the video of it changing from beautiful green to a desert.
It's pretty amazing. So this is a core from the ocean, but the sand from the desert and the sediments blow into the sea and it shows this sort of red, it's this red mud. And then, you know, right in the moment of time where that climate changed, the mud turns color.
Right, going back to the green.
Right.
The African deserts were green.
Right.
Wow. If you want to see that exciting stuff, and it's really interesting, surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com, and the video pick of the week is there, and you can watch our whole collection as we collect each video pick of the week. Thank you, Flora.
Thank you.
See you next week. That's about all the time we have for today. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliata and senior producer Annette Heiss. Charles Berkowitz is our director, and Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Our intern is Shelley DuBois. And Neil Rausch is our technical director, and he's at the controls here in New York. And we had help in Second Life today from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. If you want to see the Science Friday video pick of the week, some really interesting cores samples there, surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. And you can also join our group on Facebook, Science Friday, best day of the week. And also we're Twittering and podcasting, and members of Second Life are still hanging out there if you want to get a free T-shirt and hang out with them. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.